You're listening to SBS News.
When Canberra mother Amber Jarrett's relationship broke down last year, she couldn't afford to rent somewhere for herself and her three children. The family was couch surfing, sometimes at three different places a week.
Just, there was no stability, constantly feeling like you just don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And obviously not being able to offer that security for your kids, it's hard.
The coronavirus pandemic has brought forward a number of social issues, shining a light on those who were struggling even before the economy hit a wall. A snapshot of rental affordability by Anglicare Australia shows there's a chronic shortage of affordable rentals for those on minimum wage and government payments. A survey of nearly 70,000 rental listings in Australia found only 9 were affordable for those on the previous New Start payments of $550 a fortnight, and none of those properties were in the major cities. Since that's been doubled to the new job seeker payment of $1,100 a fortnight, a person can still only afford about 1,000 of the rentals analysed.
And even when we look at some of the government payments which have traditionally been higher, like the age pension, if you were a single person on the age pension looking for rental accommodation on the weekend that we tested, you really wouldn't have had much available to you. About 1% of those properties would have been affordable.
That's Casey Chambers, Executive Director of Anglicare Australia. She wants to see the payments raised for good, along with an independent commission set up to look into existing rental prices.
It's the only way we're going to recover from this COVID pandemic is to have people with money to spend when the economy does open up again. But we also need to make sure that those people on government benefits do actually have a home that they can stay home in.
Those sentiments are echoed by Dr. Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Service.
The social security payments were terrible for you before COVID. We can see now it's still, you're barely getting by. It's going to be tougher and tougher for people to keep a roof over your head. The government is in a debate now about what we need to do to support the economy, to support the community over the days, weeks and months ahead. Well, there are two things we can do. We can make sure that we keep social security payments adequate if you've lost your job, and make sure that we now do a big investment in low-cost social housing.
With emergency assistance, Miss Jarrett eventually secured a one-bedroom apartment. It's affordable but not practical. Now with a roof over her family's head, her thoughts are with everyone else.
My biggest fear is everyone's mental health moving forward from this. Obviously, it's hard for anyone, no matter what your housing situation is.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.